Just got on the other side of 3:30. And coming to you from out of the blue, or out of the grey, I should say, today. It's a rainy, drizzly afternoon on the Dolphin Coast. But we're about to blast through the clouds and get into a really cool chat on the microphone right here on your afternoon show. With me, Mike on the mic, and joining me for a special chat about a local homegrown brand that has gotten petrol heads far and wide talking. It's called Airworks, Airworks Racing. And well, the man behind the brand, Les Kutsia, is in the house with us on the microphone today. Les, welcome to Radio Life and Style, my friend. How are you doing today?
Yeah, good and you. Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me, mate.
Hey, I'm excited to talk about what's hot and happening at Airworks HQ in Umhlali. And you guys have been going now for how many? I mean, it seems like you've got at least 2 years behind you now.
Well, it's actually our birthday next month.
Really?
So, yeah. So we started out at the BP garage there in Umhlali.
Yes.
But they recently sold that premises and a bit of an upgrade coming there for them. So we've moved down the road by the Umhlali Plaza, or we took over the Umhlali Plaza building.
Yeah, boy.
Just down the road from the post office and the boxing ring and all that.
Very cool vibe. You know, that whole part of town has been going through a really great revival. Obviously, you're part of that now.
100%, yeah.
And celebrations are obviously in order with a birthday just around the corner. But you have been putting rubber on the road in so many different ways, and a lot of very smiley folks wheeling out of your showroom over the last 2 years. Talk to me about Airworks. How did it all get going? Where did the idea first take root?
Yeah. So believe it or not, it was actually, I had another business which we still run. It's called Airworks VR. So we got a lot of virtual reality simulators. That we did a lot of eventing and that kind of thing. Obviously, COVID wasn't great for us with no events taking place.
Yeah.
And there was just nobody in this town doing a decent service and a tire change and a wash and a lube and that kind of thing. So we started off quite small at an older factory and then saw the need quite quickly. So we took on the Big Boy franchise, which we are now 16th in the country for out of about 90 dealers nationwide.
Wow, and that's a brand that has got a serious fan base. The big boy fan club is strong in the south.
Well, 100%. Obviously, they got the biggest gang in town with the 60-60 checkers fleet. So we look after all of those bad boys running around here.
That's a lot of bikes, eh?
They got 50 or 60 bikes running around here now.
Sure.
Just on the north coast that we look after. From Stanger to sort of Umhlali side.
But that's a great vote of confidence as well. I mean, if they trust you with their fleet, you must deliver a really high standard of service.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we've done quite well with the brand. We are, just about 2 weeks ago, we delivered our 300th new bike. Which is quite a bit. So
it's another milestone.
Another milestone, good ones, yeah. Probably about double on, about the same number on used bikes as well. So we've got a big used fleet that we sell as well. We've got a very nice product offering. So we don't just have the scooters, which are obviously very, very popular in this town. We've got the commercial side of things from the checkers kind of bikes and whatnot. But then we look after almost every farmer in town as well. So, you know, we do all their commercial ATVs. We do their commercial ag bikes.
Wow.
From a new point of view, they buy a lot from us. And then, obviously, we look after all their fleets on the second-hand side. So, you know, we service every brand of bike out there. And basically the only service center in town doing that.
That's incredible. So whether you're after a new machine, two wheels or four wheels with the ATV side of things, or service or repairs, this is your local one-stop shop on the Dolphin Coast, right? Airworks Racing is the name, and it's just getting started. I mean, this is a brand with huge potential. What's the vision?
Yeah, so, you know, when we started it as well, we wanted to make sure that we, you know, not just there to chase the rands and cents. We want to grow the community. I do a lot of coaching. So we do a lot of coaching to get new kids into riding. Guys that have never tried before, we do a lot of that. We do outrides in the Glendale Valley and that kind of thing.
Awesome.
And it's just a great community of guys. So, you know, it's just we there to look after each other. We make sure you're there to have a good time, do it safely. And just make sure we give you the right advice. So, you know, we have a lot of guys come in and they think they need X or, wanting a four-wheeler or two-wheeler. And we just, you know, sit them down, have a cup of coffee and say, right, what kind of riding do you want to do? Are you going to race motocross? Do you want to do off-road? You know, is it just a casual on the farm? And we make sure we steer them in the right direction so they're not, spending money that they shouldn't be, or just getting the right tool for the job. You know, otherwise it's a quick upgrade quite soon, and it costs a lot of money. So, you know, we want to make sure we just get them in the right on the right bike, make sure they're having a good time, and growing the sport, basically. Yeah,
that's super, man. If you're just catching the middle of this interview, in conversation with Les Kutsia, he's the man behind Airworks Racing, proudly based in Umhlali here on the Dolphin Coast, and you know, the fact that you're so central to the community of riders on the Dolphin Coast, and so passionate about growing it, and making sure that the folks have got a trusted place where they can get, you know, good advice, where they know that you're here for the long haul. You're not just trying to make a quick buck, as you say. You really want to build a loyal following, and it's so cool. I think that there's also a safe entry point for someone who's trying to plug in, and for the first time, you know, like, how do you even get started? Well, here's a guy who can point you in the right direction, get you on the right first ride, then you can obviously upgrade as time goes by, but also loop you into the community of local riders and make sure that you're riding smart, safe, and with a good group of people, right?
100%, yeah. You know, I mean, we try and do little things like it's definitely not the cheapest sport in the world to get to on the leisure side, on the off-road riding side of things, but we obviously carry a full range of apparel and accessories. So whether you need a good proper helmet, boots, knee braces, goggles, all those kind of things, we carry what you need. But then also we try and get the community to pass on unwanted helmets and boots and that kind of thing, or good secondhand stuff. So we carry a big secondhand range as well, that if you know, can't quite afford that new fancy helmet, we can help you out, make sure we can get you into it safely still at an affordable cost. And every now and then, we always got a freebie here and there that always help seal the deal when the guys are looking to buy something. Yeah,
that's so cool, man. So here you go, a real person you can trust. Les has got your back, and when it comes to anything on two wheels and a few things on four as well, Airworks Racing is your first port of call on the Dolphin Coast. Where can folks find more in the way of contact details, information, social media handles? Give me the full rundown.
Yeah, so look, we're very, very active on our social media. We've got Instagram, obviously, Airworks Racing Umhlali, Belito _ I think. We'll put it up on the web, I'm sure. But yeah, TikTok is obviously quite popular. Yeah, like I say, if you follow us there, we're definitely there for fun. You know, it's not a very serious place. You know, we're there to make sure it's a fun sport. We want to, you know, carry that through in everything that we do. So we try and have a bit of fun. Quite soon we're going to be launching pit bike racing.
Wow.
At our shop. So once a month we're going to do a bit of a pit bike race at the back there. We're going to build the track soon. And
cool.
Just have a bit of fun, man. Yeah, just get the fun back in it. But yeah, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, WhatsApp, obviously, on all the platforms you'll find us. And and obviously pop in is probably best. We can make sure we point you in the right direction. Yeah,
come grab a coffee.
Yeah,
you get some good advice. And that's Airworks, spelt AIRWORX, like the cool spelling.
The cool spelling.
Airworks Racing, and the website airworksracing.co.za with all the contact deets and links to all the social handles. Really cool to connect with you, Les. Thanks for riding in to studio.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I think we'll try and get you back here some time. There's a lot to talk about with all fuel prices and all that. But
I know we're definitely going to be having a part two conversation, that's for sure. But if this is your first time hearing the name Airworks Racing, it certainly won't be the last time. They're here to stay, and they're going places. And if you're looking for a big boy in your life, you know what I'm talking about. They'll sort you out. Les, wishing you a fantastic rest of the week, man. And we'll chat again really soon, right?
Awesome.
Here.
Thank you for having us.
You heard it on Radio Life and Style.